Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Well, another day, another joint Oireachtas Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sport. We love these guys. The big news is that the entire FAI board will be stepping down in July. We're going to bring you through the day's events very shortly. We have Kenny Cunningham in studio. It's a Champions League evening, Barcelona against Manchester United. And after 8 o'clock, we'll bring you an interview with Limerick's Aaron Galland. 53106 is the text number. We're at Off the Ball on Twitter. Kenny Cunningham is here. Hello, sir.
Evening, Joe.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Got your Champions League juices flowing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can't wait. Can't wait. What are you laughing for?
Nothing. So, teams in. We're going to get to the, fairly seismic news regarding the FAI in a moment. And we'll bring you through what happened at the Oireachtas Committee as well. But first, Manchester United have named a team. It's looking to me at first glance like Phil Jones is at right back. I'm seeing Ashley Young, Chris Smalling, Lindelof. Phil Jones, in many quarters, has been placed at right back. Then it's Pogba, Fred, McTominay, and Anthony Martial and Jesse Lingard alongside Marcus Rashford. They have a few options with how they line up there. How are you seeing that, Kenny?
Yeah, well, a bit like yourself, you see Jones, Lindelof and Small, immediately you think back three. Mm. But then the problems are when you start looking for them two wing-backs. Ashley Young, yes, but the other one, I just can't see it. Which leads me to believe he might ask one of those centre-halves, and you can only guess it's going to be Phil Jones to operate as an orthodox full-back, probably right-back, Ashley Young left in the two centre-halves. Ahead of that, potentially they could play with a 4-3-3. McTominay, the base of a three in midfield with Pogba and Fred, and a front, really dynamic front three across the pitch. We spoke briefly this morning on the breakfast show about potential playing a diamond in midfield. They could do that with this team.
Yeah.
Rashford and Martial as kind of split strikers and Lingard playing just at the top of the diamond. That'd be interesting. For me, that'd be a very kind of positive, kind of a bold approach in some respects, mm-hmm. but something which could yield a few dividends for them as well. So, yeah, excited to see how they set up. But look at those front three, four players, just in terms of their pace, athleticism, dynamism. If people are asking how can United really get through, how can they get results tonight? Well, it's staring at you right there, the quality of those front four players.
Things more straightforward when it comes to Barcelona. Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez and Philippe Coutinho are the front three. They have Rakitic, Busquets and Arthur across midfield. Back four of Roberto, Piqué, Lenglet and Jordi Alba. So Barcelona, as you might expect, 4-3-3. That kicks off at 8 o'clock, as does Juventus against Ajax. We'll come to all that in about 20 minutes' time or so. But first, dramatic day when it comes to FAI business, and there have been plenty of them of late. There was another joint Oireachtas committee. We'll come to that in a moment. But first came news, which is just as dramatic, really, as the news that the FAI board are all to resign in July. It seems that the FAI's accounts are not being kept properly. So this came to light before today's Oireachtas committee. What's happened here is that Deloitte, who are auditing the FAI, have filed a notice with the company's registration office. Deloitte state that proper accounting records have not been kept by the FAI. Basically, if Deloitte find that, they're obliged to let the company's registration office know if they're of the opinion that the company, in this case the FAI, is contravening or has contravened the Companies Act 2014. So Deloitte have sounded the alarm on that front. And things are very serious from this point on. The CRO, they're required to forward a copy of this notice to the Director of Corporate Enforcement. And this is a rare event. I was reading in the Irish Times just before coming on air, the filing of the form, it's called a H4. This is rare in Irish corporate life. The filing relating to the FAI is the first filed in this country all year, and only four have been filed since the beginning of 2018. So this is not a common occurrence. Such offences, say the Irish Times, on conviction can lead to fines of up to €500,000 or to terms of imprisonment of up to 10 years for a Category 1 offence. Niamh Brennan is quoted in that piece, Professor of Corporate Governance at UCD. She said, "It does not get more serious for directors than their company being reported for not keeping proper accounting records." That is all we're going to say on that matter for now. We'll turn to the Oireachtas Committee. Our usual cast of characters were all back. We had Fergus O'Dowd, the chair. We had Catherine Murphy. We had Ruth Coppinger, Noel Rock, Robert Troy, Mark Daly, John O'Mahony. We had Imelda Scarlett for you, Munster. We had Padraig O'Casey, and so on. Before you ask, there was no Michael Healy-Ray, I'm sorry to report. So we'll run you through the main events. We won't do it in as much detail as we did the FAI's appearance last week because, frankly, we would all lose the will to live. For Sport Ireland, John Tracy was there and Kieran Mulvey. They were both back. We had Shane Ross, Minister for Sport, and we had Brennan Griffin, Minister of State as well, Junior Minister for Sport there. Shane Ross kicked things off by giving an opening statement, and in fairness here, he gave a pretty reasonable summary of the past few weeks. Here's the gist.
Chairman, I regret that there has been a cloud over Irish sport, and in particular Irish soccer, since the 17th of March, St Patrick's Day, when news broke about the loan of £100,000 to the Football Association of Ireland by its then chief executive, John Delaney. The decision of the Board of Sport Ireland to withhold and suspend funding to the FAI was an extraordinary moment for Irish sport. I don't have to remind the committee of the scale and reach of the FAI. While it may not be among our native sports, soccer is a sport which is at the heart of Irish life and culture. I watched the FAI's engagement with your committee, and I have monitored developments since then. Last week's appearance, along with events over the weekend, have been hugely disappointing. Yesterday's announcement that the former CEO had voluntarily stepped aside pending an independent investigation fell far short of expectations. Here we have a clear case of the FAI admitting that they failed to abide by the conditions for receipt of state funding. We have had a shambolic appearance by the FAI at this committee last week, at which even the most basic questions, for whatever reasons, went unanswered. Concerns remain around a financial transaction, basic levels of corporate governance, the creation of the new executive vice president role, issues of a substantial nature being considered by the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement, and other developments that would suggest that all is far from well.
Then the drama. Shane Ross said at that point that in the previous few hours this morning, he'd received a letter from the FAI president, Donal Conway, which he read into the record. Now, we don't need the full letter. Conway apologised for any embarrassment, quote unquote, caused. He said the FAI had to stick to fair process and legalities. We'll pick it up at this key point. So Conway in the letter talks about the setting up of a new governance group. He says this would be done in conjunction with Sport Ireland, and that this group would make all the key recommendations about future governance of the association. And then came the key line about what happens when this new group comes up with the future plans.
We have asked that this group commence work immediately and bring forward recommendations as speedily as possible. It's our intention that recommendations in relation to restructuring the board will be brought to the membership for their consideration and adoption at our annual general meeting in July, or at an extraordinary general meeting if the work of the group facilitates an earlier date. At that point, when a new structure has been put in place, it is the intention that the existing board will step down to allow for a new board to be constituted in the best interests of football. It's our considered view that it is imperative that the board will be allowed to facilitate the management of these processes to conclusion, and this will address in a very real way all of the concerns that have been raised in recent weeks. It also provides that this resolution is managed in conformity with UEFA and FIFA statutes regarding governance. In the interest of all players, coaches, volunteers, fans, employees and sponsors and government stakeholders, we are utterly committed to ensuring that the FAI moves to a position where trust and confidence is restored. I hope that this letter will provide some assurance in this regard. Yours sincerely, Donal Conway, President of the FAI.
So just like that, the entire FAI board announced their intention to resign in July. Shane Ross followed that up by saying it was clear the board should resign and that there will be no further state funding, including capital projects, for the FAI until we see what he calls real change in FAI governance and credible answers. So no new capital payments until then. And he added he was glad that Sport Ireland can input into the Mazars terms of reference, so it's not just solely an FAI internally led review. So John Tracy was sitting there as well, CEO of Sport Ireland. Nothing too dramatic in his opening statement. Here's just a very short sense of where he was.
I would like to give Sport Ireland's view on the meeting of the committee with representatives of the FAI on Tuesday last. Sport Ireland had the expectations that the FAI would engage with this committee in an open and transparent manner on all relevant issues and answer the committee's key questions as directly and straightforwardly as possible. The FAI delegation chose not to answer important questions, which was extremely disappointing. Nevertheless, through the committee hearing, Sport Ireland learned some information that we did not previously know from correspondence and meetings with the FAI. This new information gives an insight into corporate governance practices in operation within the FAI. We now understand the following. Not only were Sport Ireland not notified of a material deterioration in the FAI's financial position in 2017, it appears that the board of the FAI were similarly not notified. We have agreed with the FAI that a full audit will be carried out with them, and that was agreed with them last night. The scope will be defined by Sport Ireland Audit and Risk Committee and will be set with reference to our satisfaction with the scope and findings of the Mazars review. In light of the acknowledgement by the FAI that there was a breach in terms and conditions, this audit will be as broad and extensive as necessary to satisfy Sport Ireland that the FAI is compliant with our terms and conditions of grant approval, including that its internal financial controls and management, as well as its general governance, are a sufficient standard in order to restore funding.
There we are. John Tracy saying they met with the FAI last night. The FAI agreed there's going to be a full audit of everything. Now, you might remember Fergus O'Dowd, the chair of the committee, last week, and it was one of the more dramatic exchanges. He really tried to pin Donal Conway, the FAI president, several times in a row. It was a back and forth whether or not the FAI would be open to a forensic audit, i.e. everything up for inspection, a complete and full audit of everything. And in a pretty awkward exchange, you might remember Donal Conway refused to agree to that. So Fergus O'Dowd, after John Tracy had said that last night the FAI agreed to an audit with Sport Ireland, Fergus O'Dowd wanted to bring up that point again today.
Are you saying on page 5 that there was an agreement last night for a full audit? Because your statement says that you would consider it rather than actually doing it. So
yes,
could you explain that, please?
Under our Act, we have limited powers under our Act in terms of full audit. We can only follow the money, which is the 5 million, as we explained in this committee at our last meeting, right, at the last meeting here. It was agreed with the FAI that we would carry out a full audit, a deep dive.
Would that be a forensic audit?
It will be as extensive as we need it to be.
Not the question I'm asking.
Can I just add to it a piece? The piece that became apparent to us yesterday is the Mazars review will be a full investigation into the issues that have been come into the public domain. And that will be forensic in nature as outlined in the FAI's letter. That piece, and we've also said that the audit will also bear in mind the findings of the Mazars report when we are conducting our own audit.
So just on a point of information, if I'm reading it correctly, FAI are saying they will have an in-depth review. I don't see the word, or is forensic, they will, would be a forensic in its approach.
It'll be a forensic if needed.
If needed.
Yeah.
But surely it's needed, that's the point.
I think the Mazars piece will be forensic in nature, as outlined.
Yeah. We've
said is this: we will review where that is at, yeah. And our audit will also be forensic in nature if we need it to be.
But it won't be forensic initially.
So that's the sense of that. There was a lot of questions about the nature of this audit across the day. You don't need to hear too much more about that, but they're all very concerned about how in-depth the audit's going to be. Kieran Mulvey, also of Sport Ireland, was there with John Tracy. He certainly said later on that a review of FAI expenses, you would have seen the Sunday Times report about John Delaney's expenses in 2016 and third-party payments, that will be part of the investigation as well. Catherine Murphy was there. She offered the opinion at one point that the Jonathan Hall report was, quote, written with one thing in mind. That was to deliver the situation where John Delaney could stay a member of the UEFA board, end quote. She also made this point, this is an essential, but we'll just play it to you anyway because it probably sums things up in many respects. She made this point about how the FAI board has operated over the last number of years.
In actual fact, I just reminded myself of some of the main findings of the Moran report, which obviously inquired into that debacle. And leadership style was characterised. Patrick Hickey's leadership style was characterised by strong personal control over decision making. It was an autocratic style of leadership. there was an overdependence on the power of one individual. The inquiry has a concern about the possible absence of control in the operation of the OCI's bank accounts. I mean, it has been completely turned around since. It found best accountancy practices were not followed. Do you think that there's a correlation between the two from what you've seen so far?
They're very similar. Strong personality leading an organisation. And this is probably one of the issues that we've discussed with the FEI in recent times, and I did say it to him at a meeting a couple of weeks ago, is the impression that was out there was the FEI board were following as opposed to leading the organisation. Yeah. And that was fairly clear. That type of regime needs to absolutely be reversed. Okay. The board leads any organisation.
Well, the real leverage is the money. We can see that the dynamic changed when the money was withheld. Minister, there was a sizeable grant allocated, and there was quite a debate went on between your department and Sports Ireland and the FAI, and it was, don't begrudge a penny of it, totally needed for women's football, but it was an opportunity where there was leverage there to insist on that change. Do you regret that you didn't do that? Because you say you don't have much power, but we can see that the power really works when you withhold money.
We were constantly, obviously, making it clear what we thought, and what our view was of corporate governance, particularly independence, particularly women, particularly the fact that the longevity of people on the board was something which worried us. We certainly, in retrospect, regret a lot of things that happened.
And that became actually a theme across the afternoon. We won't play it all or much other else of it, to be honest, but the committee certainly turned their attention a little bit on Shane Ross and a little bit on Sport Ireland and said, OK, we've definitely established things were, in our opinion, rotten at the FAI, but what were you doing about it? Where was the oversight? So that was a big part of the discussion today, and it's something I suspect Shane Ross will have to come back to at another point. So that's things in broad terms. Then to John Delaney. Noel Rock started here with Shane Ross and then John Tracy. What exactly is the story with John Delaney's current position?
Based on what we see and what we know here, do you have an understanding if the FAI have accepted Mr. Delaney's offer to step aside? This has been a point of confusion from the FAI statements.
I can't give you absolutely no indication of that at all. I'm not privy to what happened.
Mr. Tracy, given you met with the FAI last evening, do you have an indication?
I don't really know what's going on. I know there is, he has voluntarily stepped aside, from what I gather. I believe he is still on the payroll while this investigation by Mazars is going on. That's as much as I know.
So to clarify, the offer to voluntarily step aside has been accepted by the FAI in your understanding?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. Because the statement, once again, we've received many statements.
That's my understanding.
Some of which contradicted each other. This one was particularly unclear, and as far as I understand, the media were refused answers to it last night. So I just wanted to get that on the record as your understanding.
So John Tracy wasn't too clear. In the end, Imelda Munster, firstly here, and then you'll hear Ruth Covenger as well. They came back to John Delaney's position later on and they talked to Kieran Mulvey to see if he had any idea what the story was.
As John Delaney's not a member of the board anymore, will he also be resigning? Did the minister get any clarification, or Sport Ireland, in your meeting yesterday? Is it, what's going to happen with John Delaney? He's stepping aside temporarily while the FAI carry out an internal investigation whilst leaving the door open for him. This again comes back to strengthening your powers and extending whatever powers that you have.
My understanding at the moment is, John, correct me if I'm wrong on this, from my experience in employment law, is there is the term that an individual is on gardening leave. I assume that is where Mr. Delaney is. I don't know, I'm not party to the arrangements, the deal that was made between the legal people representing both sides, and I'm always conscious of not interfering in third-party contract as a party on this, but I would understand from what I normally is that where there is a question raised regarding an individual's performance, they're put on gardening leave while that investigation takes place.
You just answered Deputy Munster by saying that you can't make John Delaney the Executive Vice President step down, but there is a moral authority. So I'm going to ask you and I'm going to ask the Minister, are you going to ask the Board of the FAI to abolish the role of Executive Vice President that he created? So just yourself first.
They're in a process at the moment, as I understand it. And I think if we did something like that, we would wind up in a court of law. I believe that.
This is a position that was created for one person.
Yeah,
with no other candidates.
I agree. And I think if we did that, we'd wind up in the High Court, I think, if we did that.
Okay. Minister, I'm going to ask you the same. Will you ask the FAI board whenever you meet them? You haven't had a chance to meet them since the statement, to relinquish that position of Executive Vice President that it created.
I would echo exactly what John Tracy said. I don't want to end up in the High Court. I don't want to say anything here which would prejudice what's going on, so I'm not going to answer that question, the yes or no.
How would asking them to relinquish a position that they never should have created land you the Minister in the High Court? You're the Minister for Sport.
That doesn't mean that I'm immune from being called to the High Court, Deputy.
So there we are. The role of Executive Vice President survives, it seems, in the short term. So back to this plan then, that the Board are going to step down in July, but they're going to be part of this process whereby the new dawn is conceived. Nobody was that enamoured with that idea. So Imelda Munster here on the notion that the FAI board are going to stay in situ until July and be part of the new dawn.
They're literally in their statement saying they're going to oversee the investigation, that they're actually allowed to stay in situ while there's the restructuring of the board, and that they recommend that it be allowed to facilitate the management of these processes to the conclusion. I mean, that's ridiculous. They're running rings around you. That's hard to credit that this could be considered a step in the right direction. That's not the case. It's anything but the case. Are you allowing them to run rings around you?
Deputy, it is open to the legislator to amend our Act to give us greater authorities regarding constraints on our funding.
Okay, thank you.
But I want to avoid the regulatory authorities. Yeah.
Would the Minister consider extending the power so that the Sport Ireland have more powers behind them, if you like? So this doesn't end up just a complete and utter farce altogether, given the seriousness of the issue?
The answer to that is yes, of course, I'll consider it.
Okay, that's good. Well, then, if we could get those in place as soon as possible, then at least it'll stop what is predictable is going to happen.
I think what may help, Deputy, in regard to the question is we will revisit the funding conditions and look at areas where they need to be strengthened. They're not in the Act, they're regulations we apply and we refer to them. But certainly we have a job to do now in terms of what has emerged. Are they robust and sufficient enough to ensure we don't have a repeat of this in the FAI or any other organisation? Yeah.
There we are. Okay, so last three clips. I appreciate for some of you this is interminable and boring, but we think it's very important, obviously, and we appreciate most of you haven't had the time to sit in and watch Oireachtas TV for the last 8 hours. So we just want to bring people a good sense of what happened today. Last three clips then. This one's pretty short. Ruth Coppinger, she turned her attention to the junior minister, the Minister of State for Sport, Brendan Griffin. Now, at the weekend, there was a lengthy Sunday Times report on John Delaney's expenses in 2016. So, with that in mind, she asked a question which a lot of people want answered.
So, you say those of us elected at All Éireann have a responsibility to the people of Ireland to ensure public funds are used wisely, right? So, were public funds used wisely at the FAI over the years, given what we read, which we haven't heard denied by the board, regarding expenses, travel and the salary of the ex-CEO?
Yeah, I know that some people want to be judge, jury and executioner, but there's a process here in place and we need to allow that process to continue to find out when we have all the facts to establish an answer to that question. We are concerned. That's why we're all here. and we want to get the answers to the questions that need to be answered. And I'm not happy that many of the questions that all of us have and soccer supporters around the country have haven't been answered today, but that's what we're trying to establish.
Okay. Well, it is established that the ex-CEO had a salary at one point of over 400,000. It's been reduced down dramatically and terribly to 330,000.
There's an awful lot of information out there in the public domain.
So the notes from
hopefully more information that we will get that we don't have yet.
You would have heard earlier on John Tracy said that last night the FAI and Sport Ireland met and the FAI agreed to a Sport Ireland audit of the FAI. It seems, rather bizarrely, the FAI, when they were meeting John Tracy last night, decided not to mention to him that they were about to all step down or that they were about to send that letter to the Minister for Sport. And as you'll hear in a moment, I don't think he was best pleased with that. I thought that was the right way to be going about their business. So how this comes up is Ruth Coppinger coming back to this point. A lot of them kept coming back to this point that you're letting this board stay on till July. You're letting them oversee this whole new dawn. That just doesn't feel right. And they put that to John Tracy.
Do you not think that the board is part of the problem, not the solution? And therefore, why is the board being left in charge of cleaning up the FAI? I'll just ask Sport Ireland first.
Two points on that, and I just say is this. We were extremely disappointed when we read that statement this morning because they had an opportunity to tell us last night and they didn't tell us, right? That was really disappointing in terms of the actions that we've taken in recent days to put pieces in place to get them back on an even keel and get the waters to calm. That's one piece. Really disappointing in that. And that trust piece is weakened because of that.
Now, you didn't have a chance, but will you ask them the next time
to
step down immediately?
Yes, I will. Can I just go on and just say, look, we're going through a process with the FEI at the moment, right? If we need... a board to deal with. We can't deal in a vacuum. And that's the critical issue for us at this moment in time. If everyone steps down, there's a vacuum. Then there's, how long does it take to put new board members in place?
Well, Minister, would you like to answer that? Are you going to ask them to step down straight away?
I'm very glad that you asked that the question. You said, do you not believe the board is part of the problem? Yeah, absolutely, yes. The board is part of the problem. That is, it is imperative that they step down. And indeed, what we've got here today...
Now we're in July.
Now we've got a commitment that they will step down, which they will be held to. What we,
doesn't mean an awful lot. We found that out.
Please, Deputy. What we have is a commitment. If you want them to step down today, which I would like, and indeed it was in my initial statement before I got this today, I would like them to step down. That is my desire that they step down. But wait a minute. As John Tracy said, if they step down today and we had to put a new board in place, it would take some time, there'd be a vacuum, and it would delay the implementation of the corporate governance reforms. What I want to see is them go, step down, as they say, and I believe they will step down because of what the letter they sent me today, and I want it to happen as quickly as possible before the AGM.
That's probably fair enough. It does create a vacuum if they step down. Somebody's just tuned in wondering if John Delaney's still on the FAI payroll. Was that addressed today? It was, and he is still on the FAI payroll. Kieran Mulvey used the term gardening leave in terms of his understanding of what's happening. So, look, last clip, which we feel is worth bringing to you, it's Kieran Mulvey being questioned here. And you know what? This sums it up, because this is the standing of the FAI exposed, actually. Kieran Mulvey is a very reasonable man and is not prone to saying things without due consideration. So when you actually stop and think about what he's saying here, it has an impact, because it's just... it's just so grim in terms of the trust that is not there when it comes to the FAI. We're talking about literally no trust in the FAI. That's where we've got to here. This is Senator Mark Daly with the question. And just, you know, you think of the answer here, you think of what we're talking about, and it is a massive black mark against the FAI.
My concern on all of this is we were given information last week when the FAI were here from the FAI president, and we were told that Grant Thornton were quite happy with the information we were getting in relation to the 100,000 loan and its payment and all of that. My concern on this is And it goes back to what Mr. Mulvey said, is who's auditing the auditors? We had the exact same problem with banks, where auditors were signing off on accounts wholesale, and yet it's always the taxpayer who is picking up the tab when the auditors go, oh, you know what, we got that wrong. I think in this instance, it is simply unacceptable. And it's up to yourselves. If you're comfortable that Grant Thornton and Mazars are going to do the job, even though the people paying them are the FAI and the people writing the terms of reference of the FAI, I think we need to be concerned that, in essence, you're in charge and you should write the terms of reference, and if you have to, pay the check. But like, the problem here is we've got information drip fed to us from both of those in one way or the other through the FAI and others that now is questionable. And I'm concerned that they could continue now to be in the position where they're reviewing. They're now also reviewing themselves, because they'd provided information to us that is of concern.
Okay, Deputy O'Brien.
Thanks, Chair. And I don't have...
Sorry. Do you want to answer the question? Sorry.
Yeah. Senator Daly, the issues you raised are the issues that we're concerned about. We had this engagement with the FAI last night. Now, we were shown the terms of reference for the Mazars review, and our team here looked at them, the four of us here looked at them. They are extensive and they appear to us to be rigorous, but we haven't completed our discussions around them. Neither have they completed their discussions, as I understand it, and was led to believe last night, with the Office of Corporate Enforcement. In regard to, and it was raised earlier by, I think, Deputy Munster in particular, our view, given what happened last night, and we were not told about, and we've had to now take the view that whatever Mazars do or Grant Thornton do, we will have to be assured, as the state agency involved here and given all that has gone on, that we conduct our own independent audit, forensic or otherwise, whatever term we want to use, as to what they're reviewing and what they're involved in. Because I have to accept what has been said here. We can't rely on this anymore. Neither as the committee, as your own experience. We will have to be satisfied ourselves through our own auditor, externally appointed by us, that the information that's been provided by the other auditors.
Essentially, you're going to be auditing the auditors.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this. And we're going to have to give our auditors rigorous instructions in regard to this. So we're not made fools of, and we don't make fools of you when we come to report back to you.
So there we are. That's the general summary of what happened today at the Oireachtas Committee. I've lost count of how many investigations are happening at the moment, but certainly Ciarán Mulvey and Sport Ireland are going to have to audit the auditors. And Mazars and Grant Thornton, there's going to be a further investigation around that. Sport Ireland are going to conduct their own audit. The entire FAI board are going to step down in July. We'll leave all that there. Ruth Coppinger will take a phone call on the football show. Dan McDonald will also give us his tuppence worth, but we're conscious lots of you want to hear about Manchester United, Barcelona. Kenny's here in the studio. We'll talk to him about those games in just a sec.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.